Hello, and welcome to the Dozing Off Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Lance Lewis, and in this podcast, I'll read you to sleep. I narrate short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Happy New Year to all you dozing off listeners. To start the year, I narrated this short story called The Stranger at Whitmore's Diner. This story was on the shorter side, so I'm looping it one time to make sure that you fall asleep and you stay asleep. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's story. And here we go. The Stranger at Whitmore's Diner. The rain lashed against the windshield as Elliot pulled his beat-up sedan into a gravel lot. A dim neon sign buzzed overhead. Whitmore's Diner. It was the kind of place he used to pass by without a second thought in another life. A life where he had a family, a job, and a future. Now, it was a refuge, somewhere to hide from himself. Elliot stumbled out of the car, pulling his coat tighter against the wind. The doorbell jingled as he stepped inside. The warmth and smell of fried food hitting him like a wave. He kept his head down as he slid into a booth in the corner. The waitress, a woman with tired eyes and a name tag that read Nancy, dropped a menu on the table without a word. Elliot ordered coffee, black. "Storm's a mean one tonight," a voice said. Elliot glanced up. Across the aisle sat an older man, perhaps in his 70s, with a neatly trimmed white beard and eyes that seemed to see too much. The man stirred his coffee slowly, a small smile tugging at the corners of his mouth. Elliot grunted in response and looked away. The man didn't seem deterred. "You're new around here. Don't get many strangers in Marville." Elliot sighed, annoyed but too exhausted to argue. "Just passing through," he muttered. The man nodded, sipping his coffee. "Passing through is better than standing still, I suppose." Elliot didn't reply. He stared out the window, watching the rain streak down the glass like tears he couldn't shed. He thought of his wife, Caroline, and their two little girls, Ella and Sophie. Gone in an instant, their car crushed under a rock on a snowy night 2 years ago. The memory clenched at his chest like a fist. "Name's Walter," the man said, breaking the silence. Elliot finally looked at him, irritation flickering in his eyes. "Elliot." Walter smiled. "Good to meet you, Elliot. Coffee's on me tonight." Before Elliot could protest, Walter waved Nancy over and handed her a couple of bills. Elliot stared at the man, confused by his kindness. People didn't do things like that for him anymore. He didn't deserve it. Elliot found himself back at Whitmore's the next night, drawn by some invisible thread. Walter was there again, sitting at the same booth by the window. "Evening, Elliot," Walter said with a nod. Elliot hesitated before sliding into the booth across from him. He didn't know why, but talking to Walter felt easier than sitting alone with his thoughts. Over the next few weeks, Elliot became a regular at the diner. Walter was always there, ready with a warm smile and a conversation. He never pried, but his stories had a way of digging under Elliot's skin. Walter talked about a wife he'd loved and lost, about mistakes he'd made and lessons learned the hard way. "Life's a funny thing," Walter said one night, staring into his coffee. "It breaks you down, makes you think you can't go on. But then you realize those cracks let the light in." Elliot scoffed. "Light, right." Walter didn't flinch. "You've got cracks, Elliot, big ones, but you're still here. That means something." Elliot looked away, the lump in his throat too big to swallow. One night, Elliot finally opened up. He told Walter everything. The accident, the guilt, the drinking, and the way he'd abandoned everyone who tried to help him. Walter listened, his expression gentle but serious. "You're not carrying their memory," Walter said after a long pause. "You're carrying the weights of your grief. They'd want you to carry their light instead." Elliot didn't reply, but that night, he went back to his small rented room and poured the last of his whiskey down the sink. It was a start. The next morning, Elliot woke to sunlight streaming through his window. It felt like the first truly clear day in months. He walked through the small town, noticing things he hadn't before. The cheerful red door of the bakery, the laughter of children on their way to school, the soft rustle of leaves in the breeze. For the first time, Marville felt less like a hiding place and more like a home. Elliot stopped by the library that afternoon, something he hadn't done in years. He found himself drawn to a shelf of self-help books, but it was a worn copy of The Old Man and the Sea that he picked up instead. He remembered reading it in high school and feeling indifferent. Now, it spoke to him differently. He checked it out and spent the evening immersed in its pages, the story of struggle and quiet perseverance resonating deeply. A week later, Elliot attended a local church service. He hadn't stepped inside a church since the funeral, but something Walter had said lingered in his mind. "Sometimes you've got to look up to find your way forward." The congregation was small, the hymns unfamiliar, but there was a warmth to the gathering that eased his apprehension. After the service, he struck up a conversation with the pastor, a kind woman named Grace. She listened without judgment, and he hesitantly shared pieces of his story. "Forgiveness isn't just about letting go of the past," Grace said gently. "It's about making room for the future." Elliot left the church feeling lighter, as though a weight he hadn't realized he was carrying had been lifted. That same evening, Elliot found himself back at Whitmore's. Walter was there as always, sipping his coffee and offering that knowing smile. This time, Elliot slid into the booth without hesitation. "I think I'm starting to get it," Elliot said, surprising himself. Walter nodded. "Good. Keep going." Over time, Elliot began to rebuild. He got a part-time job at the hardware store, helping locals with odd jobs, he wrote letters to his estranged family, apologizing for pushing them away. He started volunteering at a local shelter, fixing broken furniture and listening to others' stories of loss. Each step felt like a pebble dropped into still water, rippling outward. He thought of Walter's words often, their wisdom seeping into the cracks of his soul. Years passed. Elliot had a steady job now, a modest apartment, and a sense of purpose he hadn't felt in years. One day, he felt an undeniable pull to return to Whitmore's Diner. He wanted to thank Walter for pulling him out of the darkness. The diner looked the same as it had all those years ago. Elliot walked in, scanning the booths for Walter. But he wasn't there. Nancy, the same waitress, greeted him with a smile. "Can I help you?" she asked. "I'm looking for Walter," Elliot said. Older guy, white beard, always sat by the window. Nancy frowned. "I've been working here 20 years, and I don't know anyone by that name." Elliot's brow furrowed. "That's impossible. I talk to him here almost every night." Nancy shrugged. "Sorry, hon. Maybe you've got the wrong place." Elliot sank into a booth, confused and unsettled. As he shifted in his seat, his hand brushed against something wedged in the crack of the vinyl cushion. He pulled it out, an old napkin with faded ink. The words sent a chill through him. "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me." Matthew 25:35. Elliot's hands trembled as he read the message. The memory of Walter's warm smile and knowing eyes filled his mind. Could it have been? He glanced out the window, half expecting to see Walter standing there, but the street was empty. Elliot walked outside, the crisp air filling his lungs. For the first time in years, he felt truly alive. He looked up at the night sky, the stars shining brighter than he'd ever noticed before. "Thank you," he whispered. Somewhere deep inside, Elliot felt the warmth of a presence greater than himself. He knew he wasn't alone, and for the first time in a long time, he believed in the light that could shine through even the deepest cracks. The Stranger at Whitmore's Diner. The rain lashed against the windshield as Elliot pulled his beat-up sedan into a gravel lot. A dim neon sign buzzed overhead, Whitmore's Diner. It was the kind of place he used to pass by without a second thought in another life. A life where he had a family, a job, and a future. Now, it was a refuge, somewhere to hide from himself. Elliot stumbled out of the car, pulling his coat tighter against the wind. The doorbell jingled as he stepped inside, the warmth and smell of fried food hitting him like a wave. He kept his head down as he slid into a booth in the corner. The waitress, a woman with tired eyes and a name tag that read Nancy, dropped a menu on the table without a word. Elliot ordered coffee, black. "Storm's a mean one tonight," a voice said. Elliot glanced up. Across the aisle sat an older man, perhaps in his 70s, with a neatly trimmed white beard and eyes that seemed to see too much. The man stirred his coffee slowly, a small smile tugging at the corners of his mouth. Elliot grunted in response and looked away. The man didn't seem deterred. You're new around here. Don't get many strangers in Marville. Elliot sighed, annoyed but too exhausted to argue. Just passing through, he muttered. The man nodded, sipping his coffee. Passing through is better than standing still, I suppose. Elliot didn't reply. He stared out the window, watching the rain streak down the glass like tears he couldn't shed. He thought of his wife, Caroline, and their two little girls, Ella and Sophie. Gone in an instant, their car crushed under a rock on a snowy night 2 years ago. The memory clenched at his chest like a fist. "Name's Walter," the man said, breaking the silence. Elliot finally looked at him, irritation flickering in his eyes. "Elliot." Walter smiled. "Good to meet you, Elliot. Coffee's on me tonight." Before Elliot could protest, Walter waved Nancy over and handed her a couple of bills. Elliot stared at the man, confused by his kindness. People didn't do things like that for him anymore. He didn't deserve it. Elliot found himself back at Whitmore's the next night, drawn by some invisible thread. Walter was there again, sitting at the same booth by the window. "Evening, Elliot," Walter said with a nod. Elliot hesitated before sliding into the booth across from him. He didn't know why, but talking to Walter felt easier than sitting alone with his thoughts. Over the next few weeks, Elliot became a regular at the diner. Walter was always there, ready with a warm smile and a conversation. He never pried, but his stories had a way of digging under Elliot's skin. Walter talked about a wife he loved and lost, about mistakes he'd made and lessons learned the hard way. "Life's a funny thing," Walter said one night, staring into his coffee. "It breaks you down, makes you think you can't go on. But then you realize those cracks let the light in." Elliot scoffed. "Light, right." Walter didn't flinch. "You've got cracks, Elliot, big ones, but you're still here. That means something." Elliot looked away, the lump in his throat too big to swallow. One night, Elliot finally opened up. He told Walter everything. The accident, the guilt, the drinking, and the way he'd abandoned everyone who tried to help him. Walter listened, his expression gentle but serious. "You're not carrying their memory," Walter said after a long pause. "You're carrying the weights of your grief. They'd want you to carry their light instead." Elliot didn't reply, but that night, he went back to his small rented room and poured the last of his whiskey down the sink. It was a start. The next morning, Elliot woke to sunlight streaming through his window. It felt like the first truly clear day in months. He walked through the small town, noticing things he hadn't before. The cheerful red door of the bakery, the laughter of children on their way to school, the soft rustle of leaves in the breeze. For the first time, Marville felt less like a hiding place and more like a home. Elliot stopped by the library that afternoon, something he hadn't done in years. He found himself drawn to a shelf of self-help books, but it was a worn copy of The Old Man and the Sea that he picked up instead. He remembered reading it in high school and feeling indifferent. Now, it spoke to him differently. He checked it out and spent the evening immersed in its pages, the story of struggle and quiet perseverance resonating deeply. A week later, Elliot attended a local church service. He hadn't stepped inside a church since the funeral, but something Walter had said lingered in his mind. Sometimes you've got to look up to find your way forward. The congregation was small, the hymns unfamiliar, but there was a warmth to the gathering that eased his apprehension. After the service, he struck up a conversation with the pastor, a kind woman named Grace. She listened without judgment, and he hesitantly shared pieces of his story. "Forgiveness isn't just about letting go of the past," Grace said gently. "It's about making room for the future." Elliot left the church feeling lighter, as though a weight he hadn't realized he was carrying had been lifted. That same evening, Elliot found himself back at Whitmore's. Walter was there as always, sipping his coffee and offering that knowing smile. This time, Elliot slid into the booth without hesitation. "I think I'm starting to get it," Elliot said, surprising himself. Walter nodded. "Good. Keep going." Over time, Elliot began to rebuild. He got a part-time job at the hardware store, helping locals with odd jobs. He wrote letters to his estranged family, apologizing for pushing them away. He started volunteering at a local shelter, fixing broken furniture and listening to others' stories of loss. Each step felt like a pebble dropped into still water, rippling outward. He thought of Walter's words often, their wisdom seeping into the cracks of his soul. Years passed. Elliot had a steady job now, a modest apartment, and a sense of purpose he hadn't felt in years. One day, he felt an undeniable pull to return to Whitmore's Diner. He wanted to thank Walter for pulling him out of the darkness. The diner looked the same as it had all those years ago. Elliot walked in, scanning the booths for Walter. But he wasn't there. Nancy, the same waitress, greeted him with a smile. "Can I help you?" she asked. "I'm looking for Walter," Elliot said. Older guy, white beard, always sat by the window. Nancy frowned. "I've been working here 20 years, and I don't know anyone by that name." Elliot's brow furrowed. "That's impossible. I talk to him here almost every night." Nancy shrugged. "Sorry, hon. Maybe you've got the wrong place." Elliot sank into a booth, confused and unsettled. As he shifted in his seat, his hand brushed against something wedged in the crack of the vinyl cushion. He pulled it out, an old napkin with faded ink. The words sent a chill through him. "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me." Matthew 25:35. Elliot's hands trembled as he read the message. The memory of Walter's warm smile and knowing eyes filled his mind. Could it have been? He glanced out the window, half expecting to see Walter standing there, but the street was empty. Elliot walked outside, the crisp air filling his lungs. For the first time in years, he felt truly alive. He looked up at the night sky, the stars shining brighter than he'd ever noticed before. "Thank you," he whispered. Somewhere deep inside, Elliot felt the warmth of a presence greater than himself. He knew he wasn't alone, and for the first time in a long time, he believed in the light that could shine through even the deepest cracks.